Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker's stand and state your name and home address before you make the statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker's stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me or Mr. Lack, and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat or set prior speakers on the statement. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the planning and the commission defer action, council will do likewise. And our first hearing today is conditional use number 1960, Harry H. Isaacs Jr., Farm Woods.
Modify the boundaries of the existing conditional use number 1699, adopted as ordinance number 1936 for a go-kart track to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bingham, Brookshire 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.24 acres more or less, lying north of Reynolds Pond Road, also known as Road 231, and 520 feet west of Route 30. And being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 2-35, map 6, parcels 10 and 10.05. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application April 25th. The commission was advised that we did not request comments from DLDOT since the only intent of this application is to correct the boundaries of the conditional use that already exists due to an error found in surveys. In the process of the public hearing, we also received comments from the Conservation District, County Engineering Department. The commission was advised that the original go-kart track references conditional use 1699 was reviewed by the commission in September of 2007 and approved and recommended with conditions. That the council reviewed and approved the application on October 2nd of 2007 with conditions. And that those conditions included, one, the use shall be limited to go-kart racing only. Two, the hours of operation shall be one day per weekend. In other words, only on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. On the night of operation, the hours of operation shall be between 12 noon and 12 midnight. And three, all lighting shall be directed so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties or State Route 30. And four, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The commission was also advised that the site plan depicts revisions in the boundaries of the conditional use to separate some of the buildings on the farm that were partially within the easterly boundary and to correct the location of the go-kart track, which caused a shift in the boundary on the western side. Mr. Harry H. Isaacs, Jr. was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. And at the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1690 for Harry H. Isaacs Jr. and Farm Boys LLC to modify the boundaries of the existing conditional use number 1699, also referred to as ordinance number 1936 for a go-kart track, based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this is simply a correction of the boundaries and does not modify the use that was previously approved by council, or the county, excuse me. Two, the use remains in the same location as it always was. This just relocates the boundaries to correctly reflect where the use actually is. Three, this modification will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or the community. Four, the conditions imposed on conditional use number 1699 and ordinance number 1936 shall remain in effect. And therefore, there was a motion, a second, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have unless you have questions. I've received no additional comments from an individual or agency to date since that public hearing.
No opposition.
Mr. Wright, I noticed that number four was listed as one of the reasons for the approval. It could also be considered part of the conditions, could it not?
Oh, could it be. Sure, it could.
So if we...
There's really no change at the boundary with an error and it cracks the boundary.
So if council decides to approve this, then it would be correct to say that it's approved with a condition and it's the same condition that's contained in its prior conditional uses.
Sure, no problem. Okay.
At this time, Mr. Isaacs, would you like to come forward and present the case?
Okay, my name is Aaron Isaacs, Jr. My address is 22066 Reynolds Pond Road, Allendale, 19941. As Mr. Lang has stated, we were here in 207 to ask a zoning change from AR to CU. We were granted that change, and now we have discovered that all the CU, all the track is not in the CU. Some of it is still in the AR. And if you want to be quite honest, the insurance company is going to talk this out. So all we're doing is asking to move the boundary over about 50 feet so the track can be all in the CU. No other changes. Everything else is the same.
You're laying on both sides. Yeah.
How did the insurance company find out to use out of bounds?
Huh?
How did the insurance company find out to use out of bounds?
Because AR doesn't want to insure it. You have to have different insurance.
I understand, but I don't understand how they found that out. How they know it?
We do it every so many years. They do an inspection of your property. And when they inspected it, they found go-kart track. They didn't want to insure it.
The intent of this application is to create a boundary, physical boundary around the track site that's used for the parking and the track.
I don't see a problem with doing
and keep it away from the buildings that are involved on the farm.
I thought it was just odd that they found it. I just think, I mean, I don't think anybody would come on my basis by that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Wilson. Every so many years, they check all my rental houses, they check all the fireplaces, wood stoves.
That's your choice, I think it's yours.
Sam doesn't have insurance, so he's not familiar with any.
I change company.
Okay, are there any questions from council? Anything else, Sam?
I think you answered pretty well. What's the name of your company?
Give him Sam's name.
We were ready to approve the
why would we get an opportunity?
Is there anyone here that would like to see in favor of this application?
Thank you.
Anyone else in favor? And is there anyone here that would like to see in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none? Now we can reach the vote. An ordinance to grant conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to modify the boundaries of existing conditional use number 1699, ordinance number 1936, for a go-kart track to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bing and Rock Hill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.24 acres more or less, tax map ID 2-35-6-10 and 10.05. With conditions, and those were the same conditions that were placed on before, which was listed as number 4 on page 2 of the council's handout, which there are, it's listed as the conditions imposed by conditional use number 1699 and ordinance number 1936 shall remain in effect.
Mm-hmm. We'll close the public hearing, close the public comments.
Yeah.
Now entertain a motion from council.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Stokes, to approve conditional use 1960 with the previously read restrictions and concerns. Okay, question on the motion. take a vote. Mrs. Dean?
I vote yes, and it's just right along with the Planning and Zoning Commission and with the conditions and for the reasons that Planning and Zoning gave.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes, just a correction on some boundary lines.
Phelps?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I also agree with Mayor Dean, some of his correction of boundaries, I vote yes, so we can have a good day.
Thank you.
The next hearing is conditional use 1961, the application of Kendall Woodley and Marie Woodley. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 0.997 acres, more or less, lying southwesterly side of Angola Road, also known as Road 277, approximately 300 feet southeast of John J. Williams Highway, also known as Route 24, and being identified on the tax roll of this parcel's map number two, district map, or district 234, map 11, parcel 56.09. The Planning and Zoning Commission also heard public hearing on this application on April 25th of 2013. For the benefit of council, the council has been provided with a copy of an exhibit booklet by Pannoni Associates Incorporated on behalf of the applicant for this application. That exhibit booklet is pretty self-explanatory. On the public hearing before the commission, we heard comments from the County Engineering Department, the Sussex Conservation District. Kendall Wibley was present with Doug Berry, a professional engineer with Pannoni Associates, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1961 for Kendall Wibley and Anne Marie Wibley for a landscaping business based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is zoned AR1 and the proposed use for a landscaping business is consistent with the agricultural zone. Two, the proposed use is consistent with the current comprehensive plan for Sussex County. Three, there will be no retail sales from the site, so there will be little, if any, impact on traffic or area roadways. Four, the use is consistent with other agricultural uses in the area and small-scale business uses that exist nearby. It will not adversely affect neighboring properties. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the proposed use. And six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a landscaping business without any retail sales occurring on site. B, no exterior storage shall be permitted on the site. All storage shall be inside the pole building proposed by the applicant or a similar structure. C, there shall not be any